Hello everyone, I'm Hannah Dunnikin, and you're listening to my podcast. Today we will be talking about identity, and whether or not change is possible. Nowadays, change is used to describe anyone or anything, and sometimes it's used incorrectly. The word is used so much that it has begun losing its meaning. It's become bland. People use the word change as an excuse, because they are not willing to accept the person in front of them. So to make them feel comfortable, they state a change in the person in front of them. In my eyes, that is anything but fair. Shouldn't the person in front of them be the one to feel comfort? Society today has led us to believe that judgment is okay, that your opinion and feelings come second to those around you. A person is seen as kind and amazing if they care for others before themselves. In other words, selfless instead of selfish. But I found that in many cases, that is untrue. How can one care for someone else if they are personally uncared for and unstable? We all grow up with one thing in our minds all the time. I have to change, or they have to change. Does change really exist? Can we find happiness? Can we find the answers we're looking for with change? I couldn't come up with a clear conclusion, not on my own. Not before speaking with other people about this situation, people with different mindsets than my own. My conclusion was created based upon the different perspectives and stories of those I interviewed.
I live in Southwest Philadelphia, and that's filled with Liberians. Like, basically, I call everybody my aunt, my uncle, or my cousin, or around there, whatever.
This is Sawali. She takes pride in her culture and lives life with no care in the world about what people think of her. She laughs and loves and believes that every person has a unique identity. You will hear lots of noise in the background. Keep in mind, high school hallways aren't as quiet as you might think.
But there's also, like, a lot of, like, black American, I don't know how to say it. Like, there's regular black people who is just, like, who live around there. Like, they don't have the Liberian background that I have or whatever. And so, like, when I was in middle school, they were, like, there would be, like, the group of Liberians and stuff. And they would start, like, saying some, like, really bad stuff, like African blue scratcher and all that type of stuff. So I would, like, be kind of ashamed to, like, identify with my culture and stuff like that. But when my aunt got married, like, that same year where I started, like, hearing, like, all these people making fun of Africans, and it was the funnest thing that I ever went through. So, like, going to her wedding, I was just like, nobody knows what, like, goes on. Black woman, so I'm kind of viewed as the welfare queen and stuff, basically. Like, I sit all day. I got, like, 5 baby dads, probably, couple kids, and I'm living off the government. That's basically how a lot of people see me as.
So is this what society has come to? Singling certain groups of people because of the stupid stereotypes they choose to believe? Does society want people to change their identities so that it can fit with the stereotypes? What sense does that make?
So, the unique aspect of me of being, like, able to read people and being more of basically like a people person is something that changed for me. Middle school, I remember, like, I was cool with people, but at the same time, I wasn't considered, like, pretty enough. So, like, other people would just, like, you know, try to bring me down about that, whatever. So I was just, like, find a way to just still communicate with people and try to break out of that shell of just, like, letting what other people have to say about me get in the way of how I talk to every single person.
So, Ollie, you're beautiful. Next, we're going to hear from Andrew. Andrew has gone through a change in identity since he was a teenager in high school. He never truly knew who he was and who he wanted to be until he got to college. And then, he couldn't always tell the difference between society's demands and what he wanted.
Kid who and I was just joined the soccer team, and it seemed like most of the kids had been there, or all the kids had been there and knew each other, and that made me unsure of what to do. I just felt it hard to break into a specific group. I sat in a bus one time in Ecuador, and every single seat in the entire bus filled up except for the one right next to me. And I had never had that happen before. I guess the overall feeling that gave me was of, I guess, two things that maybe. One, because it was nice to have a seat next to me and not have to worry about where to put my bag, and I was able to relax a little bit more. But the other thing was the realization that I was different than everybody else on the bus, and that the people that surrounded me viewed me as separate from their group, even though I had lived there for over a year and a half and thought of myself as somebody who understood the culture and could hold a decent conversation.
So Andrew grew up feeling left out, not knowing how to fit in, whether or not people would accept him for who he really was, or if he had to pretend to be someone he wasn't to get the attention of others. If you haven't guessed it by now, Andrew is my dad. And that voice in the background, that's my sister, who you won't be hearing anymore for the rest of the podcast. Let's hear the rest of Andrew's story.
Everybody said, "Oh, Andrew, you're so smart. You're an underachiever. You need to just work harder." And in that respect, I just thought, "Oh, I don't want to stick out from the group and be different from everybody else. And if I'm supposed to be this like wonderful intellectual powerhouse, then you know I'm just going to get made fun of." And so I felt the pressure to conform to the group as opposed to be my own person. I don't think of myself as, you know, somebody who would only be somebody who could understand a certain viewpoint. I guess I'm pretty relaxed and malleable in that respect. There's a lot of people that have very hard and fast views of the world. I don't think that I'm one of those people. And I guess that's, you know, the different challenges have been that not knowing what direction I wanted to go, I have changed the direction of my life in, you know, two or three different times.
So Sawali and Andrew have both struggled with identity, and for the same reason, society demanded it. They were trapped in the lies forced upon them by society, and later began realizing that they are the ones that decide who they are and what's acceptable and not acceptable. They both agreed that they went through a change, and when asked if they believed in change, both Sawali and Andrew said yes, but they each gave me a different reasoning.
Yes, I do, and worldly-wise, I do think that there is a need for change, and there can be a need for change, but it's all up to basically us, the people that are living on Earth, like with poverty and stuff like that. We do have the ability to change that, because at the end of the day, money only has the value that we give it. And so if we learn to stop caring about the differences or classes that we human beings have set up, then there's a way for everybody to just care about each other. So.
Sure. I think even though in some respects I still have anxiety about entering a new situation that I am, you know, and whereas when as a kid or even up into my 20s, I probably wouldn't even walked into a room or gotten to be part of that situation. I think that I'm much more comfortable now in jumping over that personal barrier. And that's definitely been a change.
Unfortunately, I disagree with both of them. When people change, at some point they always find themselves back to who they used to be. People don't change. No one can. People just get better at hiding who they truly are and who they want to be. But don't let my opinion interfere or change yours.
Life is hard. Life is really hard. I just feel like it's too many people just relying on what everybody else has to say or like looking at what everybody else is doing. When you need to learn, like sometimes, like I said, everybody has a conscience. You're not going to feel comfortable with doing something. So don't force yourself to try to like be in the in crowd and like try to do something that you really don't want to do.
I would say that there's your identity can change as you get older, and depending on how you decide you want it to be, and whatever you're comfortable with, that's something that is going to be. If you want it, you should be comfortable with what you want, and then you'll find that you'll just be fine. If you're comfortable with yourself, then that's the important thing.